You're listening to the Lovish Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. Each week, I'm going to help you to develop the belief and strategy necessary to make an immediate impact on the world by deep diving into topics like mental wellness, faith, relationships, and you guessed it, love. I should mention before we hop into the show, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. You ready? Let's get it. Hey, hey, aren't you tired of running around like a chicken with your head cut off? How many times have you promised to do better with your wellness routines only to let life get on top of you again? I want to invite you to pause and pour by downloading my app, The Lavish Haven, your sanctuary for cultivating daily wellness. It's completely free to use. You'll start with our pause and pour quiz and then access our signature daily and weekly wellness trackers, mood playlists, elevated emotions collections, scripture-based guided audios, and so much more. Hit the link below to start today. Welcome back for another episode of the Lovish Podcast. We are in part three of the Passion to Purpose series, and I am super excited to introduce you to my good sis, Tiffany. Tiffany and I met probably 3 years ago, but it feels like forever. Tiffany is so dope, and I just can't wait for you guys to get to know her and to talk to her and hear her story on Passion to Purpose. I love that Tiffany highlighted and brought out that sometimes our passion and our purpose are interwoven in our suffering. So many times we think that our suffering is just a separate entity, a separate dynamic from our purpose, but our purpose is often birthed from our pain. If we could just stay focused and see the light. Let's jump in with Tiffany right now. People have different definitions of passion. Can you take a minute and tell me what passion means to you?
Sis, I absolutely agree. I personally believe that passion is subjective. So what it may mean to me, it may not quite fit what it means to someone else. So to me, when you look up the word passion, you may find something along the terms of a strong, intense emotion, desire, or something that brings you great enthusiasm, whether it's something or someone. So it's something that fills your bucket. It's something that you can do over and over and over again, and it's not as taxing as something that you would mind doing. I feel that it's something that keeps you going. It's something that makes you wake up. It's something that you are constantly thinking about regardless of what you have going on. It's a running memo in the back of your mind that you're constantly seeking strategy from God about, that you're trying to hone in or craft. I feel that it's a constant nudging in your spirit. But also with passion, I feel that sometimes passion can be found as a result from suffering. I say that because even when you consider Christ and you consider Holy Week or Passion Week, as we call it, he suffered through that entire week. And so I believe that passion also comes from something that you suffer through. It wasn't until I had a unique encounter with grief, grieving someone that was actually alive and not passed away, that I became passionate for those who were in the same situation, those who were having to learn to grieve people who were still alive, or to grieve places, or to grieve things, literally. So once I suffered through that, and I did not come out empty-handed, I developed a passion to help those who were in the same situation.
Awesome. How are you walking in purpose? What does that look like tangibly in your life right now?
Such a loaded question. First, I would say that we have overcomplicated purpose. Number one, because purpose doesn't mean to one person as it means to someone else. We have overcomplicated it. Two, I feel that we oftentimes equate a certain level of success with our purpose. Oh, well, if I have reached this level, then I finally found my purpose. And that's furthest from the truth, in my opinion. I feel that purpose is literally submitting to the will of God for your life for that certain season or for that certain time. In a nutshell, being obedient to what God is telling you and calling you to do. I say that because everything that we do is serving a purpose. Purpose is not just one thing. It's multiple things. It's constantly evolving. The other day, the Lord told me to get someone some groceries. He said, don't call him before. He instructed me to go to the grocery store. I picked up the items that he told me to get. I contacted the lady thereafter. I had her to meet me somewhere. Then I gave her the groceries. That was serving purpose. The middle of October, I was in planning mode for the year 2024. The Lord told me to shut everything down to go into a season of rest, a period of rest. I said, okay. I feel that that season served me purpose. You weren't doing anything. You were resting, but resting serves purpose because now he gave me instructions that it's go time. So I feel that we're constantly serving and walking in purpose, but we don't know it because we have misconstrued what purpose really is. So in a nutshell, purpose is literally submitting to the will of God and being obedient to what he has called us to do for the season or time that we're in.
What advice would you give to a woman who has so much passion bubbling up inside of her that she has no idea what to do with? If she were watching this podcast episode right now, what would you say to her?
Ooh, these loaded questions. So I would tell her, first of all, I would say, breathe, sis, breathe. Breathe. Yes, breathe. Because when you are passionate about so much, you have all of these ideas and all these different things bubbling up, it can sometimes become overwhelming. You can feel like you need to go ahead and start because you feel that you're behind schedule. You should have already started this yesterday. You should have already started this a year ago. But breathe. Submit these things to God. The scripture says to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct thy path. He will give you instruction on what to do first and when to do it. Trust that, right? Oh, I know you have 150 ideas already in your journal. But since when he gives you the 151, you write that down too. Pray about when. Also know that we see things when God gives us things. Sometimes we can see the end result, but we have to understand that the end result is not where we're going to start. We have to build, right? A puzzle does not automatically, when you put in a puzzle together, you don't see the big picture first. No, you have to put one puzzle piece with that one, see if it fit. Sometimes that puzzle piece doesn't, so you're going to have to try again. Take your time. It's okay to build slow. Things that build fast don't always have the greatest longevity. So consult with God, build slow, connect with community that where you can understand that, you know, your feelings, these nudges, the overwhelm, all of this stuff, you're not by yourself. And believe that what God says about you and believe that you have what it takes to get everything done that he's calling you to do.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, share the love. Share with your mama, share with your auntie, share with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you today. I'll see you out in these social media streets. Bye.